The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought, by Wallace D. Wattles, read by Beau Bridgewater. Chapter 9, How to Use the Will. To set about getting rich in a scientific way, you do not try to apply your willpower to anything outside of yourself. You have no right to do so anyway. It is wrong to apply your will to other men and women in order to get them to do what you wish done. It is as flagrantly wrong to coerce people by mental power as it is to coerce them by physical power. If compelling people by physical force to do things for you reduces them to slavery, compelling them by mental means accomplishes exactly the same thing. The only difference is in the methods. If taking things from people by physical force is robbery, then taking things by mental force is also robbery. In principle, there is no difference. You have no right to use your willpower upon another person, even for his own good, because you do not know what is for his good. The Science of Getting Rich does not require you to apply power or force to any other person in any way whatsoever. There is not the slightest necessity for doing so. Indeed, any attempt to use your will upon others will only tend to defeat your purpose. You do not need to apply your will to things for them to come to you. That would simply be trying to coerce God and would be foolish and useless as well as irrelevant. You do not have to compel God to give you good things any more than you have to use your willpower to make the sun rise. You do not have to use your willpower to conquer an unfriendly deity or to make stubborn and rebellious forces do your bidding. The thinking substance is friendly to you. It is more anxious to give you what you want than you are to get it. To get rich, you need only to use your willpower upon yourself. When you know what to think and do, you must use your will to compel yourself to think and do the right things. That is a legitimate use of the will in getting what you want, to use it in holding yourself to the right course. Use your will to keep yourself thinking and acting in a certain way. Do not try to project your will or your thoughts or your mind out into space to act on things or people. Keep your mind at home. It can accomplish more there than anything else, more there than elsewhere. Use your mind to form a mental image of what you want and to hold that vision with faith and purpose. Use your will to keep your mind working the right way. The more steady and continuous your faith and purpose, the more rapidly you will get rich, because you will make only positive impressions upon formless substance. You will not neutralize or offset them by negative impressions. The formless substance receives a picture of your desires and allows this picture to penetrate it to great distances, perhaps throughout the entire universe. As this impression spreads, all things are set moving toward its realization. Every living thing, every inanimate things, and the things yet uncreated are stirred toward bringing into being that which you want. All force begins to be exerted in that direction. All things begin to move toward you. The things of people everywhere are influenced toward doing the things necessary to fulfilling your desires, and they work for you unconsciously. But you can check all this by starting a negative impression in the formless substance. Doubt or unbelief is as certain to start a movement away from you as faith and purpose are to start one toward you. By not understanding this, most people fail when they try to make use of mental science to get rich. Every hour and moment you spend in giving heed to doubts and fears, every hour you spend in worry, every hour in which your soul is possessed by unbelief, sets a current away from you through the whole domain of the intelligent substance. All the promises are unto them that believe, and unto them only. Notice how insistent Jesus was upon this point of belief. Now you know the reason why. Since belief is all important, it behooves you to guard your thoughts, and as your beliefs will be shaped to the very great extent by the things you observe and think about, it is important that you focus your attention. Here the will comes into use, because by means of your will, you determine the objects of your attention. If you want to become rich, you must not make a study of poverty. Things are not brought into being by thinking about their opposites. Health is never to be attained by studying disease and thinking about disease. Righteousness is not to be promoted by studying sin and thinking about sin. And no one ever got rich by studying poverty and thinking about poverty. Medicine as a science of disease has increased disease. Religion as a science of sin has promoted sin. And economics as a study of poverty will fill the world with wretchedness and want. Do not talk about poverty. Do not investigate it or concern yourself with it. Never mind what its causes are. You have nothing to do with them. What concerns you is the cure. Do not spend your time in charitable work or charity movements. All charity only tends to perpetuate the wretchedness it aims to eradicate. I do not say that you should be hard-hearted or unkind and refuse to hear the cry of need, but you must not try to eradicate poverty in any way of the conventional ways, but put poverty behind you, put all that pertains to it behind you, and make good. You cannot hold the mental image which is necessary to make you rich if you fill your mind with pictures of poverty. Do not read books or papers which give accounts of the wretchedness of the tenement dwellers or the horrors of child labor. Do not read anything which fills your mind with gloomy images of want and suffering. You cannot help the poor in the least by knowing about these things. The widespread knowledge of the circumstances of the poor does not tend at all to do away with poverty. What tends to do away with poverty is not the getting of the pictures of poverty into your mind, but getting pictures of wealth into the minds of the poor. You are not deserting the poor in their misery when you refuse to allow your mind to be filled with pictures of that misery. Poverty can be done away with, not by increasing the number of well-to-do people who think about poverty, but by increasing the number of poor people who succeed in getting rich through the exercise of faith and purpose. The poor do not need charity. They need inspiration. Charity only sends them a loaf of bread to keep them alive in their wretchedness or gives them an entertainment to make them forget for an hour or two. But inspiration will cause them to rise out of their misery. If you want to help the poor, demonstrate to them that they can become rich. Prove it by getting rich yourself. Get rich. This is the best way that you can help the poor. The only way in which poverty will ever be banished from the world, from this world, is by getting a large and constantly increasing number of people to practice the teachings of this book. People must be taught to become rich by creation, not by competition. Every person who becomes rich by competition kicks down the ladder by which he rises and keeps others down. But every person who gets rich by creation opens a way for thousands to follow him and inspires them to do so. You are not showing hardness of heart or an unfeeling disposition when you refuse to pity poverty or to think or talk about it or to listen to those who do talk about it. Use your willpower to keep your mind off of the subject of poverty and to keep your mind fixed with faith and purpose on the vision of what you want.